We spend a lot of time in the show talking about startups, entrepreneurship, innovation, but sometimes we overlook a key piece to that equation, and that is finance. How do we finance the growth of tomorrow for our businesses? Perhaps more importantly, personally, as an entrepreneur, how do I also invest in the future? Joining me today from Black Rental Financial Group is Daryl Cheeks and Percy Haley. I'm Scott Catoon, and it's time to start talking about tomorrow's business today. Daryl, Percy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Of course, anytime. And thank you to Michael Schnitzler, who is sitting in studio with us from Insperity, for setting this up. That was awesome of you. He's not mic'd up, but he says thank you as well. It's all good. So first, you know, one of the things I'd like to have you guys do is there's a million different financial groups, and some of them are not so great, and some of them are really great. And some of the ones just sort of manage, they look at the money, and they don't really know anything about the person or the business. They don't get so involved. You guys seem to be a company that's a little bit different than that model, and you get very involved, and you have a lot of different places that you can help me as a business owner, me as a person, me as an investor, me as a boss, be able to improve myself and my knowledge base. Why don't you walk us through a little bit about what Black Rhino Financial Group is and how it was started? Either of you, yeah.
Okay, I'll start. All right, this is Daryl. Black Rhino was started in 2006, so we are going into our 10th year here. On the back of my background, I'm out of the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana Business School. Very cool. And spent some time with a couple of Fortune 500 companies, and eventually that led to me being the chief financial officer for a sizable company. When that company did an IPO and moved, I decided I really didn't want to make that move because of things that I was dedicated here in the Chicagoland area. So in 1998, I kind of ventured out and began doing some virtual CFO with companies, focusing on raising money, capital generation, mergers and acquisition, and just kind of like strategic financial consulting. Well, that parlayed into the beginning of Black Rhino in 2006. Black Rhino has been around for about that time. We have 19 employees that work for our company, and we focus in three primary areas. We do personal financial planning, we have a nonprofit division, and we have a for-profit division. We have worked in, to date, about 42 different industries. We have currently about 350 clients worldwide, and on the for-profit side, we are focused on accounting and taxation, marketing and sales, operations, which is strategic consulting, human resources, and risk management, and then finance. And we're doing raising capital with clients, mergers and acquisitions, due diligence, treasury functions. So we're pretty comprehensive.
You're all over the place. You've got it literally buttoned down.
Right. And then on the on the nonprofit side, we focus on accounting and compliance, corporate governance, and fundraising. And on the personal financial planning side, with individuals, we work with risk management, investment strategies, expenditure, and budgetary techniques, risk management. Yeah. So we're pretty comprehensive in what we do. We love working with the small business entrepreneur.
Who's your perfect profile?
We do have clients that are, quite sizable. But our niche is around $10 million and under. Our companies are not only pre-revenue, so they're early stage, they're mature. We really cover the gamut. But one of the things that we were saying before we kind of went on air is that we have a family-oriented type of company. We don't shy away from the fact I'm additionally a minister. Yep. And have been for a very long time and worked in prison ministry as well. Percy's a deacon in his congregation. So we have a certain way we approach, and I'll let Percy talk to you a little bit about how we approach our clients. Yeah. And what's important to us.
Yeah, so we really have a passion for working with small businesses, and it really is a family atmosphere. So what we look at first is how can we help them? Identify what are the issues, what are the pain points, and how can we solve them. It's not a cookie cutter solution, so it's really boutique. Yeah. In what we offer, and we try to help them in the areas that Daryl described and take them to the next level.
I think it's kind of interesting you mentioned this, the the not just the boutique part, but the fact that it's kind of under 10 and you work with startup companies that are maybe pre-revenue or in particular cases are just starting to get revenue and you're trying to help them with a capital raise.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys work out? I mean, this is a question that honestly most startup companies have, myself included. When I started, I want to have my tax situation and my finances set up the right way the first time, and right. I didn't do that, and now mm-hmm. I'm paying the price for it.
Exactly.
But the reason I didn't do it was because I didn't think there was an option for me to go to a company like you guys and you'll say, listen, I don't have revenue coming in. How do we work together? How do you work with companies that may not, you know, they're on a shoestring as it is? It's going to have to be credit. I mean, that's not the best spend of, you know, of credit. So mm-hmm. how do you guys work with companies that don't have pre-revenue? What's an offer or an exchange or some sort of setup you guys can arrange?
You know, I think it's a big mistake. Ultimately, we want to make a profit.
Of course.
You know, that's how we feed our families.
Yeah.
However,
us
if you're, too. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go in the business and say that you're going to work with the small business client, you have to be in tune and be prepared to deal with those clients that have a shoestring budget, may have no budget whatsoever, mm-hmm. right? And while we, with the majority of our clients, have a payment stream, we have been very aggressive and very good, I think, at helping our clients come along. So a lot of times we are making an investment. We are saying, look, we're going to help you to get to point A.
Yep.
And once we're at point A, then we can begin talking about how you can remunerate us for our services. But there are a fair amount of clients that we have engaged mm-hmm. that really do not have the financial wherewithal to pay us for everything we do. And we're very mm-hmm. creative about how we go about making that happen.
Right.
What would you say? So we're going to kind of bounce around a little bit because your company's kind of a bounce around, right?
Yeah,
you got so many
stuff.
You got so many things I don't even know. I have 5 questions written down, and I feel like I want to like erase like 3 of them and just like put another 20
sure.
down.
Right.
What this is kind of interesting. So what is the biggest mistake business owners make, you think?
You know, you had just begun saying that, you know, when a lot of people set up, they don't understand the compliance issues that are there. They want to immediately jump into doing all the great things,
yep.
but you need to understand the basics. How do you form a company? You know, there's 3 major things you should consider. What's the tax ramifications? What's the control? And what's the liability? First things first. So you need to understand, how do you want to incorporate your business? Do you want a C Corp, S Corp, LLC, partnership? First thing. Next thing, you want to make sure that you deal with all that paperwork, that if something goes wrong, you're not fighting. So you should have your shareholders agreement. You should have your operating agreement. You need to pass your resolutions for your company. You need to make sure that on an annual basis, you're turning in your annual report. These are things that if you don't do, not only cause problems, but they pierce the corporate veil. And that allows creditors or whomever else to go beyond the strength of the company and go to you personally.
Yeah.
So before we talk about all the sophistication, let's make sure that you've done all your compliance issues and that you're covered organizationally. Then I think the next mistake that a lot of companies make is they're very, very aggressive in what they feel they're going mm-hmm. to do in services or sell in products. Mm-hmm. They're not very realistic.
In our world, we say that we have to be this way because otherwise, you know, people are going to like, oh, you're not really committed or you don't believe in yourself. So we tell people in your world, in the finance world, that all these projections, I'm telling you, they're based on numbers and real, you know, the real interest. And check out all the users that we have downloaded and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Secret here. We all know that we ain't going to make the money.
And we know that as well.
Right.
But we can't walk in a bank and ask for, like, you know, might as well just rob the bank. We can't walk in a bank and not be like, well, you know, I'm sure, you know, sure as can be that I'm going to make it, you know. So,
you know, but one of the things, and that's where professionals come in, you want someone that's going to challenge your assumptions. You're going to want, you want someone that knows the industry that you're working in so that while you may not have that information because of, and I think Black Rhino, you know, we probably have worked with, 5,000 businesses over the course of time with my experience, Black Rhino and Percy.
We've seen a lot of things.
And we can see pretty quickly if the client's not on point. But I'm going to give you something that I think is very pertinent. Going back to that first question of what is the mistake that a lot of make, here's another one. Not understanding that cash is king. So everyone goes in and says, okay, look, I need my profit and loss statement. I need my balance sheet, right? Those are historical documents. Those are documents that speak to what has already happened.
Yep.
And I'm not saying those aren't important because you use that for a lot of things. But you know, perhaps what is most important?
Cash.
Is your cash flow statement. Yep. Is your predictive cash flow analysis. What is a predictive cash flow analysis? Is where you sit down with a professional and you predict out what your cash is going to be for the next 3 months. So as you're going to spend, if things are not happening and occurring according to that,
yeah,
you're able to make adjustments before. A lot of people don't know that. That's a big mistake,
yeah,
is that they don't know how to, they don't appreciate the financial prowess of reports and what reports, specifically the predictive cash flow. Very important document.
Well,
perhaps the most important.
Before I went to grad school and started, you know, kind of the business ventures that I have since, when I worked in commercial real estate, it was always cash flow charts. I mean, that's all. We worked really, you know, hand in hand with Harris Bank, and we're out of Lake Forest, and was constantly walking in and out with cash flows as much as we possibly could. So, I mean, I totally, you know, totally agree with that. I don't practice it personally, but but I know
but
that
you know it,
but
right.
I know it, and I'm supposed to, and I can agree with you 100%. I just need to learn how to actually practice what I preach. One other thing I would ask about this is how should entrepreneurs approach this? We mentioned this kind of in the beginning. Approach financial everything really between their own business and their person. For example, I have my own business as an entrepreneur, and I run that as a business, and I understand that there's other people that I have to pay, or that I have bills and I have liabilities and so forth. But then as a person, I also want to, you know, make money and save money and have like a reasonable retirement like anybody else. But the key for the entrepreneur is liquidity. They have to be able to make a move. They have to be able to have some cash on hand. They don't know that cash flow chart and the predictive cash flow chart, while it is obviously very important, as we just said, it's sort of a murky place because it doesn't necessarily actually, you know, it doesn't necessarily going to come in. That money could drop any minute. So what would you advise to a person, not saying me, but a person like me, what would you advise?
You know, that is a very excellent question, and one where a lot of entrepreneurs just kind of assume that their personal and their business kind of go hand in hand. And therefore, they don't create a firewall between those two things, right? And that gets them in trouble. Many of the principles that you can adopt for your business are the same ones that you can adopt personally. But you really need to understand what that is, right? It's somewhat self-serving to say you should go talk to Black Rhino to help you with your personal financial planning. But even if you decide not to make a move like that, it really means sitting down and doing some planning and saying, okay, here's my business. Here's how I want to run my business. Here's my personal life. Here's how I want to run that. So just as you set up principles for your business, you set up the same thing as, you know, for your personal life. So if you say you want to do a bottom up approach and say, look, I want my company to be 13% profitable at the end of the year. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with the profitability. And then I'm going to work up to the type of revenue that, you know, let's say that you take that approach. You could take that approach in life, right? So instead of letting all of your bills dominate, you could say, as a person earning money, I know that no one believes that you can save, but you really can. Most people really can.
Oh, for sure.
And start
people
off by
spend
saying,
our money on the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, So, you know, understanding, having control and understanding how you spend money, setting maybe up a certain amount of money you want to spend each month, and then backing into that. But it's about having
it's the pay yourself principles. First model.
It's put, the pay
make sure you put that check
80-10-10
first. Yep. I used to follow that. When I was in real estate stuff and I had like a normal lifestyle where like it was Monday to Friday, totally followed that. Now, I'm like all of it. Money. I told my mom the other day, I get off the train, I swear to God, $40 falls out of my pocket literally before I even get here. It's just gone like, whatever, I don't know. Cokes, things, I don't know.
I would say one thing also to add to that. This is not the pretty part of personal financial planning.
I would say
so. But here's the critical thing. You must deal with risk management.
Yeah.
Understand why it is that a lot of people go bankrupt, why a lot of people run out of cash. Look, you have to have health care, right? Long-term, short-term disabilities. And I hate to go dig deep down it, but I'm saying this for a purpose. What happens is when you don't plan these types of things out, a catastrophic event happens
and, you're
and it
done,
wipes you
wiped
out.
Out. Yeah, you're
and
done.
Insurances tend to take care of that. Many people do not have any type of estate planning.
No, you're right. Right.
No wills, no trusts.
And entrepreneurs are walking on a tightrope as it is. So
right.
We're, and, you know, and some of us have our businesses tied to us kind of like you said, the pierced veil pretty personally. So, I mean, any catastrophic event, and it's us and our business and potentially the people that we employ or, you know, however it works.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous. How do people get in touch and learn more about working with Black Rhino?
They can call our office at 847-299-6700.
Or
go to our website, blackrhinofinancial.com.
www.blackrhinofinancial.com.
You guys on social media or anything?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Twitter handle, what do we got?
We're on Facebook.
Facebook? Look them up on Facebook. We'll be doing that.
Yes.
Thank you, Daryl and Percy, very much for coming and taking the time to educate us on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Hopefully I'll listen this time and I'll actually be able to practice what I tell people.
All right.
You can stream this episode and more on WGN Plus app or download each episode on iTunes. And remember to stay connected by following us on Twitter at TBT on WGN. Boom, that's a wrap.